Johnny Diaz is back with a brand new song on life. It's called Meet Jesus. If you could just meet Jesus. A little bit more behind the song with Johnny Diaz. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you very much. Well, meeting Jesus, that's the goal of what we want to do as Christians, introduce other people to him. And it sounds like in this song, there's a little bit of what we call apologetics going on. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So, you know, inevitably, we are going to run into people who are somehow wounded or scarred or turned off to the church. And I think that that's honestly natural. This song is actually kind of an admission that we as Christians, as the body of Christ, have really messed up. And that makes sense, right? Because we're a very imperfect people doing our best to follow a perfect Savior. And we get it wrong so many times. And that leaves people wounded and hurt and scarred. And unfortunately, some of those people are just so turned off to religion because of that, that they never give it another try. But the song Meet Jesus is just kind of one more plea saying, if you could just meet Jesus, you would not see religion. You'd see the perfection of love and of grace and also justice and power and strength and a lot of beautiful, beautiful things. And so it's also a challenge to Christians that it's not about showing people this perfect Christian life. Instead, it's our job to point people towards a perfect Savior.
Johnny, do maybe we get caught up in the other things that go alongside of faith, you know, that distract us from Jesus? I mean, like all the do's and don'ts that we seem to focus on sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you look at what Jesus said in scripture, it was a lot less about do this, do this, do this, don't do this, and more just, hey, follow me. Follow me. And so I think if we can simplify it down to that, a lot of those things kind of take care of themselves. The do's and the don'ts are done more out of a response to following Jesus rather than if I do this, I'll look better or he'll love me more or whatever. We know that's not true. Like every Christian you talk to would admit that, yeah, that's not true. Jesus couldn't love me more or less. But so many times we kind of struggle to get out of that cycle of feeling like, okay, because I'm a Christian, I have to do this. I shouldn't do this, all those things. Instead, just simplifying it all the way down to, am I following Jesus today? Am I trying to walk in his footsteps today?
I suspect that Jesus foresaw this because he's Jesus, but in the fact that he told us that we would see him in the way we love each other. Would you agree?
Exactly, right? He didn't say they'll know you love me by, you know, how many of the laws you keep, right? And so, and again, and I'm not talking about like this like grace that allows us to just run rampant and do crazy things, because that also wounds people. But what I'm talking about is this just breaking out of that cycle of feeling like if we live a good Christian life, then that's going to attract other people to Jesus, because that's just not how it works. So our only goal should be, hey, just point directly to Jesus.
Well, how do we get better at this, Johnny? How do we help people better meet Jesus through us?
Oh, man, that's a big question. And if you know the answer, let me know. My gut is that it comes down to what I talked about earlier of simply just following Jesus. Like that was with the disciples, that was his one request, like, hey, follow me. And so if we can kind of wake up in the morning and say, my desire today is to follow Jesus, then if your platform is meeting with, is three people at your job, that's great. You're going to, if by following Jesus, you're going to desire to respond to his love by loving them and talking about his goodness and all of these things and by spending time in his word because you're following him. And then if your platform is on stage in front of thousands of people, the same thing rings true. If you're following him, you're going to want to talk about his goodness and you're going to want to talk about what he's done in your life, not because you have to, but because you're following him. And so I think if we can just kind of simplify it in some ways, a lot of those other things take care of themselves.
The artist is Johnny Diaz, and the song is called Meet Jesus. Thanks for spending some time with us, Johnny, and explaining the song a little bit more. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.